X. I got a postcard from my friend George. It was a satellite picture of the entire Earth. On the back, he wrote, "Wish you were here." I was doing peyote when I took my SATs. I got an 1800. I went to court for a parking ticket. I pleaded insanity. I said, "Your Honor, why would anyone in their right mind park in the passing lane?" Curiosity killed the cat, but for a while I was a suspect. When I die, I'm gonna leave my body to science fiction. I was arrested today for scalping low numbers at the deli. Sold the number 3 for $28. I was once arrested for walking in someone else's sleep. I like to bring a flashlight to the movies and just have all the rows move down for no reason. I used to be a narrator for bad mimes. I was walking through the forest alone and a tree fell right in front of me and I didn't hear it. Are there any questions? I'm feeling kind of hyper. Went to the hardware store and bought some used paint. It was in the shape of a house. I also bought some batteries, but they weren't included. So I had to buy him again. What do batteries run on? Why is the alphabet in that order? Is it because of that song? Guy who wrote that song wrote everything. Why is it a penny for your thoughts, but you have to put your 2 cents in? Somebody's making a penny. I like to tease my plants when I water them with ice cubes. I talk to myself a lot. It bothers people, though, because I use a megaphone. Every once in a while, I like to stick my head out my window, look up at the sky, and smile for a satellite picture. It's my birthday recently. For my birthday, I got a humidifier and a dehumidifier. Put them in the same room, let them fight it out. Then I filled my humidifier with wax, now my room's all shiny. I went to a museum where they had all the heads and arms from the statues that are in all the other museums. Trouble going home from there because I had parked my car on a tow-away zone. When I came back, the entire area was gone. So I walked home. Everywhere is walking distance if you have the time. They should iron this. I used to work for the factory where they make hydrants, but you couldn't park anywhere near the place. I used to be a proofreader for a skywriting company. Years ago, I worked in a natural organic health food store in Seattle, Washington, and one day a man walked in and he said, "If I melt dry ice, can I swim without getting wet?" I said, "I don't know. Let me ask Tony." 2 days later, I was fired for eating cotton candy and drinking straight Bosco on the job. So I figured I'd leave the area, because I had no ties there anyway, except for this girl I was seeing. We had conflicting attitudes. I really wasn't into meditation, and she really wasn't into being alive. I told her I knew when I was going to die, because my birth certificate has an expiration date on it. I decided to leave and go to California, so I packed up my Salvador Dali print of two blindfolded dental hygienists trying to make a circle on an Etch-a-Sketch. And I headed for the highway and began hitching. Within 3 minutes, I got picked up by one of those huge trailer trucks carrying 20 brand new cars. Climbed up the side of the cab and he opened the door and the guy said, "I don't have much room in here, why don't you get in one of the cars and back?" So I did. He's really into picking up people because he picked up 19 more. We all had our own cars. Then he went 90 miles an hour, we all got speeding tickets. I had the photograph on my license taken out of focus on purpose. So when the police do stop me, they go, "Here, you can go." If sometimes you can't hear me, it's because sometimes I'm in parentheses. Bought some powdered water, but I don't know what to add. I'm entering the Stranger Sweepstakes. It's a contest. You pay 50 cents, you get a little card that has a number on it, and then you go up to any stranger. You scratch a penny on his head. If the number under there matches the number you have, you win $100. I won twice. I was beat up 11 times. I'm saving the money though, because I'm planning a trip to Spain, so I bought an album that teaches you the language. You put the album on, you put headphones on, you learn the language while you're sleeping. During the night, the record skipped. I get up the next day, I could only stutter in Spanish. When I go, I'm flying Air Bazaar. It's a good airline, you buy a combination one-way round-trip ticket. You leave any Monday. They bring you back the previous Friday. That way you still have the weekend. I'm going to court next week. I have been selected for jury duty. Kind of an insane case. 6,000 ants dressed up as rice and robbed a Chinese restaurant. I don't think they did it. I know a few of them and they wouldn't do anything like that. I lost a buttonhole. I'm gonna get a buttonhole. I stayed up one night playing poker with tarot cards. I got a full house and four people died. I have a telescope on the peephole on my door so I can see who's at the door for 200 miles. Who isn't? Who is it gonna be when you get here? I got an answering machine for my phone. Now when I'm not home and someone calls me up, they hear a recording of a busy signal. I like to leave messages before the beep. Sorry, my mind was wandering. One time my mind went all the way to Venus and ordered a meal I couldn't pay for. I have a map of the United States, its actual size. It says 1 mile equals 1 mile. People ask me where I live, I say E5. Where do you live? E5. I bought one of those little glass ball things with the snow in it. You turn it upside down, then you turn it back and it starts snowing. I bought one. Except the one I have has a little plow in it that comes out and does the roads. That's good, I like it. Last night I was in a bar and I walked up to this beautiful woman and I said, "Do you live around here often?" She said, "You're wearing two different color socks." I said, "Yes, but to me they're the same because I go by thickness." And she said, "How do you feel?" And I said, "Well, you know, when you're sitting on a chair and you lean back, so you're just on two legs, and then you lean too far and you almost fall over, but just at the last second you catch yourself. I feel like that all the time." I broke a mirror in my house and I'm supposed to get 7 years bad luck, but my lawyer thinks he can get me 5. I finally went to the eye doctor. I got contacts, but I only need them when I read, so I got flip-ups. I keep them on my desk right next to my typewriter. I have the oldest typewriter in the world. It types in pencil. Under my bed, I have a shoebox full of telephone rings, and whenever I get lonely, I open it up just a little bit, and I get a call. One time, I dropped the box all over the floor, and the phone wouldn't stop ringing. So I had to have it disconnected. I got another phone, though. I didn't have much money, so I had to get an irregular phone. It had no 5 on it. The phone had no number 5. I was walking down the street and I bumped into a good friend of mine. He said, "How come you never call me anymore?" I said, "I can't call everyone I want. My phone has no 5 on it." He said, "That's really weird." He said, "How long have you had it?" I said, "I don't know. My calendar has no 7s. I got up the other day and everything in my apartment had been stolen and replaced with an exact replica. I couldn't believe it. I called my friend and I said, "Come here, look at this stuff. It's all an exact replica. What do you think?" He said, "Do I know you?" I bought one of those little glass ball things with the snow in it. Just checking. The human body is made up of 98% water. That means everybody is that far away from drowning. I live in a house that's on a median strip of a highway. It's good, I like it. The only thing I don't like about it is when I leave my driveway, I have to be going 60 miles an hour. One night a jet flew a little bit too close to my house. I was walking from the living room to the kitchen and the stewardess told me to sit down. I was cleaning out my closet and I found an old bathing suit that I had made out of sponges. I remember one time I ordered into a pool, then I left and no one could go swim until I came back. In my bedroom, I have a nightlight. I have a search nightlight. It goes back and forth across the room like this. If I have to get up in the middle of the night and go to the bathroom, I have to time it so I don't get caught. I was walking my dog around my building on the ledge. A lot of people are afraid of heights, not me. I'm afraid of widths. I have a 3-year-old dog and named him Stay. He was a lot of fun when he was a puppy because when I called him, I would say, "Come here, Stay, come here, Stay." And he would go. He's a lot smarter than that now. Now when I call him, he'll just ignore me and keep on typing. He's an East German shepherd. My girlfriend has a queen-size bed. I have a court jester-size bed. It's red and green. It has bells on it. The ends curl up. I woke up one morning, she asked me if I slept good. I said, "No, I made a few mistakes." When I was little in our backyard, we had a quicksand box. I was an only child, eventually. One time the police stopped me for speeding and they said, "Oh, you know the speed limit is 55 miles an hour?" He said, "Yeah, I know, but I wasn't going to be out that long." I used to be a waiter. I was fired for clearing tables. I was clearing them for takeoff. And them all lined up outside. People thought it was an outdoor cafe. I said, "No, these are leaving at 3. They were going to fire me anyway because I told them I think they should put the wrapper on a straw on the inside because that's the part that you don't want to get dirty. I like to skate on the other side of the ice. I like to reminisce with people I don't know. I like to fill my tub up with water, then turn the shower on and act like I'm in a submarine that's been hit. And I hate when my foot falls asleep during the day because that means it's going to be up all night. When I get real, real bored, I like to drive downtown and get a great parking spot, then sit in my car and count how many people ask me if I'm leaving. Can't remember the rest. Right now I'm having amnesia and deja vu at the same time. When I was a baby, I kept a diary. Recently, I was rereading and it said, "Day one, still tired from the move." Day two, everybody talks to me like I'm an idiot. Last time I went skiing, I had to get up at 5:30 in the morning. I knew I couldn't do that, so I slept with my skis on. My ride came in at 5:30 in the morning. He couldn't wake me up, so he carried me out of the house, put my skis onto the roof rack of the car, and drove right to the mountain. 17 miles away, I woke up out of this incredibly bizarre dream that I was skydiving horizontally. But I'm sure that's happened to you. I spilled spot remover on my dog, now he's gone. I got up this morning, I couldn't find my socks, so I called information. I said, hello, information? She said, yes. I said, I can't find my socks. She said, they're behind the couch. And they were. I'm tired of calling up the movies and listening to that recording of what's playing, so I bought the album. Last time I went to the movies, I was thrown out for bringing my own food in. My argument was the concession stand prices are outrageous. Besides, I haven't had a barbecue in a long time. I went to the cinema. Adults $5, children $2.50. I said, all right, give me two boys and a girl. One time I went to the drive-in in a cab. The movie cost me $95. I went to a place to eat. It said breakfast anytime, so I ordered French toast during the Renaissance. I just got out of the hospital. I was in a speed reading accident. I hit a bookmark. Flew across the room. I've been doing a lot of painting lately, abstract painting, extremely abstract, no brush, no canvas. I just think about it. One time I went to a museum where all the work in the museum had been done by children. They had all the paintings up on refrigerators. I left the museum and I was walking down the street. I saw a man who had wooden legs and real feet. He asked me if I knew what time it is. I said, yes, but not right now. The ice cream truck in my neighborhood plays Helter Skelter. Called the wrong number today. I said, hello, is Joey there? And a woman answered, she said, yes, he is. I said, can I speak to him, please? She said, no, he can't talk right now. He's only 2 months old. I said, all right, I'll wait. One time, right in the middle of a job interview, I took out a book and I started reading. The guy said, what the hell are you doing? I said, let me ask you one question. If you're in a vehicle and you were traveling at the speed of light, then you turned your lights on, would they do anything? He said, I don't know. I said, forget it then, I don't want to work for you. I've never seen electricity, that's why I don't pay for it. I write right on the bill, I'm sorry, I haven't seen it all month. For a while I didn't have a car, I had a helicopter. I had nowhere to park it, so I used to just tie a rope to it and leave it running. There's a pizza place near where I live that only sells slices. You go there and you see the guy throwing up little triangles. Today I was... No, that wasn't me. Yesterday I saw a subliminal advertising executive just for a second. I'm writing a book, the page number's done, now I just have to fill in the rest. I wrote a song too, but I can't read music, so I don't know what it is. Sometimes I turn the radio on, I say, I think I might have written that. I've written several children's books, not on purpose. Whenever I'm around a little baby, I always write down the noises he's making so that years later I can ask him what he meant. First time I ever read the dictionary, I thought it was a poem about everything. I'm learning how to play the harmonica, but the only way I can play it is to drive 100 miles an hour, put the harmonica in my hand, stick my hand out the window. I've been arrested 3 times for practicing. Last time I tried to commit suicide was about an hour ago. Down the street on the roof of this very tall building, I leaped off the edge and I accidentally did a triple backflip, landed standing on my feet. Nobody saw us but 2 little kittens. One of them said to the other one, "See, that's how you do that." A while ago, I had no electricity in my house. I had no lights. I couldn't see what I was doing. Good thing my camera had a flash. It's going all around my house like this. Wanted to make a sandwich, I took 60 pictures of my kitchen. The neighbors called the police, I thought there was lightning in my house. My house is made out of balsa wood. When no one's home across the street except for little kids, I come out and I lift my house up over my head. Tell them to stay out of my yard or I'll throw it at them. I put tape on the mirrors in my house so I won't accidentally walk through into another dimension. I have one of those old-fashioned type sinks, so there's one faucet for the hot water and one for the cold water. The shower's like that too. I have to keep running back and forth. I put instant coffee into a microwave oven. I almost went back in time. I put a new engine in my car, but I didn't take the other one out. Now I can go 500 miles an hour. The harmonica sounds amazing. I took the headlights off and I put the strobe lights on. So when I drive at night, it looks like I'm the only one that's moving. I like my dental hygienist. I think she's very pretty. So whenever I go to have my teeth cleaned while I'm in the waiting room, I eat an entire box of Oreo cookies. Sometimes they have to cancel all the rest of the appointments. One night I couldn't sleep, so I got up. Then I got hungry, so I went down to the store that I know was open 24 hours. When I got down there was a guy outside locking it up. He said, "Sorry, we're closed." I said, "What do you mean you closed?" The sign says, "Open 24 hours." He said, "Not in a row." Well, you can't have everything. Where would you put it? The other day I got on an elevator and this old guy got on with me. I was over near the buttons. I pushed number 4 and I said, where are you going? He said, Phoenix. So I pushed Phoenix. Doors opened, 2 tumbleweeds blew on. We stepped off, we were in downtown Phoenix. I said, you know, you're the kind of guy I'd really like to hang around with. He said, well, I'm going out to the desert. You want to go? I said, sure. So we hopped in his car and started driving out to the desert. He told me he spent most of his life working on a research project for the government, trying to find out who financed the pyramids. He worked on it 30 years and they paid him an incredible amount of money. He told him he was pretty sure it was a guy named Eddie. We get out to his house, 500 miles in the middle of the desert. The phone rings. He says, you get it. So I went over and I picked it up. The man says, Stephen, right? I said, yes. He said, this is Mr. Haynes, your student loan director from your bank. I said, yeah. He said, you're 62 bank payments behind. Found out today from the institute you attended that they received none of the $17,000 we loaned you. We'd really like to know what you did with it. I said, well, Mr. Haynes, I'm not going to lie to you. I gave the money to my friend Jiggs Casey, and he built a nuclear weapon with it. And I'd really appreciate it if you wouldn't call me anymore.